Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Chaf Ches in Maseches Sota. It is the 1,207th daf in Shas. You haven't heard that tally from me in a while, even if we've been zocha to be learning together Maseches Sota. And the reason for that, some of you might have noticed that I haven't been learning with you in the last month or so in the present, but rather in the past. What I mean by that is that when I had decided that I might try to learn with you by recording the Daf Yomi and learning from a long distance, it was the end of Maseches Nida of the last cycle, and I gave it a whirl with the first half of Maseches Sota, and that was before we had started Brachos Daf Beis. And when I started Brachos Daf Beis, I said that today is the first daf in Shas, and then the next day I said it's the second day in Shas. And Bli Ayin Hara, we're up to the 1,207th daf in Shas. That's why you haven't heard the tally for a while. So that was a recording. The first 26 dafim were recording from 3 or 4 years ago, Baruch Hashem, Shachyanu, Kimanu, V'Giyanu, Lazman Hazeh. And now, for some reason, the recording stopped. It could be they got lost. But either way, so it was Bashert, that we should continue learning together on Daf Chof Ches. On Daf Chof Ches, we are going to be discussing, now that we're in Kislev, Tav Shin Ayin Vav. Baruch Hashem, I'm zochet to continue to learn this from Eretz Yisrael, although it is a little bit painful to think about 3 years ago. Some of the challenges that we have today, we didn't have in our Tzeinu HaKadosha. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to protect us. This has been a hard, hard time for Klal Yisrael, and I think in many ways even it starts with the center of the universe, and unfortunately it spreads out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue to protect all of us. Our daf is going to discuss the issues in our Mishnah, and that is the halacha of kishem shasura lebal, kach asura lebo'a. That the halacha is that once a woman is alleged to have been mezaneh, she cannot be with the husband anymore. The same halacha applies to the bo'el as well. The Gemara is going to analyze the drasha that we had learned on the opening parts of the Mishnah, Uvo, Uvo, which tell us that just like the Mayim only works if the woman follows the Halachos, so too it will work only if the husband. In other words, if the husband does not follow the Halachos, then even if she was Mezaneh, then she will not get the punishment. The Gemara then will go on to discuss details of the Hashkoas Hasota, and then the Gemara will discuss the status of a woman who is married to a Kohen about what her halachos are vis-a-vis Truma. On to Amud Beis, on Chaf Ches Amud Beis, we'll actually get to a very, very important topic, and that is the mechanics of the Iser Sota. The Gemara is going to discuss the halacha that a sota is asr because it's a safek rushus hayachid, and the Gemara is going to qualify in the top of Chavtes Amid Aleph exactly that halacha. That's rooted on the and based on the rules of safek tamer birshus hayachid is tame, safek tuma birshus harabim is tahar, and that will come up on the short Amid of Amid Beis. So let's immediately pick up on the bottom of Chazayin Amud Beis, where we had left off 3.5 years ago, and that is with the words of the Mishnah of Oso. The Mishnah had told us, Kishem Shamayim Boidkin Oso, just like the water will check her, Kach Hamayim Boidkin Oso. So too does the water check him. What did we explain 3.5 years ago when we learned the Mishnah? I believe we explained it according to the Hava Mina of the Gemara that we're going to see right now, and that is that the Mayim only works if the Baal plays by the halachos that he's supposed to keep. Ultimately, we're going to see the Maskanas HaGemara is a little bit different. Says the Gemara, how do we read this statement? Boitkin osa, kach hamayim boitkin osoi. Just like it checks her, it checks him. Osoi leman. Who are we talking about? Ilay mele Baal. If we're going to say it checks out the Baal, my Yovid asks the Gemara. What did the Baal do? V'chitem, if we're going to say going on to the top of Chav Ches Amud Aleph, di'i ispe avon batki le mayo. When she has
an Aveira, which Aveira is it that he had relations with her when she was a Sota? So then the Mayim checks him and his stomach will fall out. Ki ispe avon bididei. But if that's so, when he did the Aveira, mi batkele maya lidida, does it work vis-a-vis her? In other words, that we're saying that when he did the Aveira, so then she's going to be punished? V'atanya, but then we learn a rice of an ikoha ish me'avon. V'isha hi tisa es avona. The Pasuk says, when it turns out that she was mezana, that the man is clean from sin, and she will carry the sin. Chazal understand, mizman she ish menuka me'avon, ha'mayim bot kinesa ish es ishto. When he didn't do anything wrong, then the mayim does bedik on her. Eino ish menuka me'avon, eina mayim bot kinesa ishto. But if he did an Aveira, so then she's not going to be punished at all. So it's not going to work to say that Kishem Shabayim Bot Kinoso, Kachamayim Bot Kinoso, because that would seem to indicate that both are going to be punished. And the halacha is that he's going to be punished if he had relations with her, but she is not if he had relations with her beforehand. Ve'ela Leboa. So must be that Kishem Shemayim Bot Kinoso, Kachamayim Bot Kinoso means that the Boa, the one who had relations with the woman, so that individual is also going to have his stomach fall out. Listening, Kidiktani Seifa, Kishem Shasur Labal, Kachasur Labal. So if that would be so, why don't we use the Lashon Kishem? In other words, why does it say that Oso, if we use the subject of Boel? So we should say Beferish, Kishem Shamai Boit Kinoiso, Tachamayim Boit Kinesa Boel. So why doesn't it say it that way? Lo Oilam says the Gemara Le Boel. Really, it will test the Boel. Veresha, I did Tani Oso, Tani Oso. Once it starts out saying Osa, Kishem Shamayim Boit Kinoiso, so too it says Oso. Seifa, I did Tani Baal, Tani Boel. So therefore, what emerges from our Gemara, this is not how we explain the Mishnah 3.5 years ago, we explained it in accordance with the Hava Amina. The Maskanas HaGemara is that just like that works, the testing of the Mei Sota on the woman, so too it will have an effect on the Boel as well. The Gemara now turns to the Drasha and points out that there are two ways to understand what the Mishnah told us on the second line, Shenemar Uvo'u Uvo'u. When the Pasuk says, Uvohu ha'mayim ha'ma'orim ha'ela b'me'ayich, and the Pasuk says, Uvohu ha'mayim ha'ma'orim l'morim, there Chazal in our Mishnah tell us that it's to tell us that just like the mayim ha'ma'orim tests her, so too it tests the boa. Analyzes the Gemara, Shenema uvohu uvohu iboilu. We have the following question. Bo'u uvohu kamar. Since it says the vav of uvo'u, and that is extra, and we're darshaning that extra vav, is that what we're talking about in terms of the drasha? Or, oy uvo'u uvo'u ka'amar, that since it says the word uvo'u twice, not that there's an extra vav, but rather a piece uvo'u, it's coming to tell us that the same drasha applies not only to the isha, but also to the bala. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Iboilu bo uvo kamar is at the vav o uvo uvo, the repetition of the pasuk kamar. Tashma kishem shasur lebal kacha sur lebal shenemar nitma v'nitma. In a moment, the Mishnah analyzes the extra word v'nitma to tell us that not only is the woman asur lebal, but she's also asur lebal v'adayin tibai, and we could also ask, Nitma'a nitma'a kamar, whether it's the two nitmas, o nitma vinitma, or it's the extra vav. In other words, originally the Gemara tries to bring a raya that it seems to be the extra vav, nitma vinitma, so presumably it's the same thing by ba'u vo. To which the Gemara says, well, you could ask the same question as well when it comes to nitma also. Is it the two times nitma, or is it the extra vav?
Tashma coming out, bring you a proof. Mediktani say for this, that the Sefer says, Rebbe Oimer Shnei Pa'amim Hamurim Beparsha V'nitma V'nitma Echel Abal V'Echel Abal. The fact that Rebbe says that it's repeating, once it says the Baal, the other is the Baal. Mechlal de Rebbe Akiva Vavi Kadarish. That would seem to indicate that there is a disagreement, because Rebbe is going to darsh in the pasuk differently than Rebbe Akiva, which would sound like that Rebbe Akiva is not darshaning the repetition of the pasuk. Mechlal de Rebbe Akiva Vave Kadarish. So Rebbe Akiva is darshaning the Vav, while the opinion of Rebbe is to darshan the extra words. Says the Gemara, if that's how we're going to learn it, Hilkach, now that we've proven that Rabbi Akiva is one who's darshaning the Vav, so then in such a case, Rabbi Akiva, Shisa Kroi Ksivi. There are six things that are open for Limud, for that one could darshan. Vidach, the Gemara comes back, according to Rabbi Akiva, why do I need the pasuk repeated twice? When it comes to Latzbos Botan Vilanpil Yarech, Ahu de Modula Kohen de Betim Bereshivadu Yarech. It's in order to teach us that the Kohen is supposed to inform that what happens is first her Beten, her stomach, and then the Yarech, then the thigh. There's Machlokis Rishonim, who he's informing. Most Mefarshim learn that he's informing the woman. Some say that he's informing the call that is around them. That is the opinion of the Marshal within Rashi. However, the Rambam and the Meiri is like the first pshat. So, Ahu demodel al kohen debratim bereshav adu yerech shalol otzi laz al hamayim hamarim, in order that people not think that the mayim hamarim is working properly. V'idach, and what is Rebbe going to do in terms of learning that out, that requirement to inform everybody? What's the addition of beten v'yerech, that the Torah speaks about a stomach and a thigh in general, not hers? Shmamina leboel. It's coming to tell us that it applies to the boel as well. Ve'ema kula lahach yudas. And if you're going to say, it's just saying that point, says Rebbe, Lichtov, so then it should say bitno v'yerecha, according to Rebbe's own drasha. So my beten v'yerech, shamis minatarti, we're able to earn out also the requirement to inform. We learned in our Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yeshua kacha yedoresh, Zecharia ben Hakatziv, that Rabbi Yeshua reported that the drasha nitma v'nitma was also a drasha of Zecharia ben Hakatziv. Tanur Rabbanan Sholish Pa'amim, says the Gemara, 12 lines to the bottom of Chachas Amid Aleph, Hamurim b'parsha im nitma, nitma, v'nitma. Why does the Torah say nitma 3 times? Lama, echel lebal, one to tell us that she can no longer have relations to Baal, v'echel leboel, and a new halacha, v'echel letruma, div Rebbe Akiva. That's how Rebbe Akiva understood the third nitma, to say that if a woman was a bas kohen and married to a kohen, that she's going to be pasul from Achilas Truma. Of course, if she's either one of those two as well, she'll be pasul from eating Truma. That's what the third Vinitma is coming to us. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Kavachomer. Shmuel says that I infer this from a Kavachomer. Magrusha Shemuteris Latruma. Asura Lekuhuna. A woman who is a regular divorcee, she then goes back to her father's house, she could eat Truma. But she can no longer marry a Kohen. Zusha Asura Betruma Einadin. She'asura likuhuna. Once we have a pasuk that tells her that she's can't eat truma, so certainly she's going to be usher to marry a kohen. So Rabbi Shmuel says that it's obvious that she's going to be usher to a kohen. Now we put a period over here, and the Gemara continues to darshan the psukim 8 lines from the bottom of Chavches Amnath. Matal Maloimer Vihi Nitma. What's Vihi Nitma coming to tell us? Vihi Lo Nitma, and also Vihi Lo Nitma. Here the psukim describe Va'avar Alav Ruach Kina V'Kines Ishta Vihi Nitma. Oh, Avar Lua Alav Ruach Kina V'Kines Ishta Vihi Lo Nitma. So the lashonos of the pasuk seem to indicate that either she was certainly Tmeya, or she wasn't. Ma tam lomer vihi nitma vihi lo nitma. Im nitma, if we know that she was certainly tmeya, but the Gemara is bothered by lama shosa, then why does she drink? Im leonit ma, but if she's not tmeya, lama mashke, then why is she given to drink? In other words, if she's certainly tmeya, then she'll get the onesh of Misa as someone who's Mizana. But certainly there's no reason to give her to drink. And if we know she's not Tameya, why else do we give her to drink? Magid l'cha kosev, this is a very, very important line, one of the most important lines in Maseches Sota, because the Torah is coming to tell us the following. Shasafek asura, that she's considered like nitma, that she's safek asur. Mikanat adan l'sheretz, and here we learn halacha for all of Tuma v'tahara. These are important lines in both Sota as well as in Taharas. Umasaitish loy asa b'shoyi kemezid v'aynis karatzen. When it comes to a Sota, that we know that a woman who is mezane, that she's not punishable by death if she did it b'shog, as if she would be punishable by death b'mezid, and if she's raped, she's not punishable by death. So, asik ba safek vadai. Nevertheless, we turn a safek of whether she's mezana into a vadai, that we've certainly require her to drink the mesota, even though we don't know for sure that she was mezana. All we have is kinui and stira, sheretz, sha'asa b'shogu kemezid. But sheretz, a person's tamei, whether they came in contact with sheretz, whether b'shogu or mezid, va'onis karatzon, eino din sha'asa b'safek kevadai. Certainly, the halacha is that if you have a safek, whether a person came in contact, they'll be tamei, says the Gemara. And that's going to be governed by another set of rules. Now for Yisod Hilchos Tumah Tahara on the top of Chaf Chesam and Beis. Umimakom Shebasa. And the halachos of Tumah Tahara are going to be learned from Sota. Masaita Rishus HaYachid. Just like Sota, the Safek takes place in Rishus HaYachid. Av Sheretz Rishus HaYachid. So too, when are we machmir by Safek Tumah by Sheretz? Only Rishus HaYachid. Umasota Dover Sheish Bodas Lishoel. And just like when it comes to Sota, we could ask the individual if they were mezaneh. In other words, there could be verbal communication. We learned that there are times that the sota would be moda that she was mezaneh. Af sheretz davar sheish bo das lishoel. So too, when it comes to sheretz, we're talking about a person that we learned these halachos. In contrast to, if we're not talking about whether an individual came in contact with the sheretz, but we're talking about ochel, an inanimate object, so then in such a case, the halacha of safek tumer brishus hayachid would not apply. So says the Gemara, umikan amru, dover sheish bodas lishol brishus hayachid sveko tame, brishus haram sveko tamer, tahar. Just like the halacha is that when it comes to dover sheish bodas lishol, the halacha is that brishus hayachid, it's tamei that we learn from Sota, but brishus haram, if the suffix took place in brishus haram, it's going to be tar. V'she'im ba'das lishol, but if the individual, the object, is not capable of asking, like ochel, b'im brishus hayachid, b'im brishus haram, seiko tar. Whether it's brishus hayachid or brishus haram, the halacha is going to be that the suffix is tar. So the Gemara learns out a few very, very important yesodos from these halachas. The Gemara now is going to go back to the Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. So we're going to conclude today's daf over here. To review what we accomplished in today's daf, is we discussed the meaning of the Mishnah, Kishem Shamayim Botkin Osa, Kach Hamayim Botkin Oso, and we concluded that the conclusion of the Gemara, unlike the way we explained it on the previous daf 3.5-4 years ago, was that the Mayim will also punish the Boel, like the Isha, if they are deserving of punishment. We discussed the limud of uvohu uvohu, that there are different opinions whether we're learning from the extra vav or we're learning from the extra words. The Gemara also described that machlokis in regards to how to darshan the pasuk in other areas as well, the machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and Rebbe. We also discussed the meaning of the pasuk latzbosbatan velanpil yarech, and the reason why the Torah repeats itself a couple of times, and one of the reasons has to do with the fact that the Kohen is supposed to warn everybody that this is the process of the way in which the Meisota could affect the individual. We also learned that according to Rabbi Akiva, it says Nitma, Nitma, V'Nitma three times, and one is that two of them are mentioned in our Mishnah, Achel Lebal V'Achel Lebal, and the third is for the Yisur of Truma. And Rabbi Shmuel also says that the Sota is going to be Asura to the Kohen. And finally, the Lashon of the Pasuk, V'hi Nitma, in definitive terms, tells us that a Safek of Sota is considered a Vadai. And that Halacha, that a Safek is a Vadai, tells us that the same Halacha is going to apply in regards to Sheretz as well, but only Berushus Hayachid, Safek Tum Berushus Hayachid, and that Halacha of Safek Tuma only applies for someone who's a Yesh Lo Das Lishol, and not for an object, She'en Lo Das Lishol, as our Daf concludes. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chaf Ches in Mesechta Sotah.